The time is exactly 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support for KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyons Restaurant. Details at bouldermarriotthotel.com.
Support comes from Zicker Dance Ensemble and Meg York Music, presenting 2018 season Ruins, featuring the world premiere of Atash, in collaboration with Persian dance master Shahrzad Khorasandi and Farhabi Ensemble. That's Ruins, showing June 2nd through June 17th. Tickets at zickerdance.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime. And tonight we are into part two of a series that we started last week, a two-part series called Ode to the Ladies. We have about 14 tunes picked out here, all of which have ladies' names in the title. Some to honor the ladies that they're referring to, and some, I guess, just for reasons that only the composer knows. Let's start with the grand old man himself, Scott Joplin, from 1902. Here's a piece he wrote called Cleopha. It's a march in two-step. I looked up that name, Cleopha. It was quite popular at the beginning of the 20th century, but it's faded pretty much into oblivion now. But it comes from the old Greek, and it means glory of the Father. So you can have that for what you will. But here is Mr. Peter Lucas Graf from Switzerland on flute and Scott Joplin's Cleopha.
Thank you.
Peter Lucas Graf on flute, Gerhard Wies on piano, and Cleopha by Scott Joplin. All right, moving right on, our next composer is J. Russell Robinson, and he wrote this in tandem with Bessie Bonneal. It's from 1910. It's not an actual rag. It's an intermezzo called Daphne. So here to bring us that is the Indiana University Ragtime Orchestra. Well, that's not going to work, so let's move on. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's turn to a piece by Felix Arndt from 1913 called Nola. That's one that just about everybody is familiar with. Here is Leroy Larson on banjo. By Felix Arndt is played by Leroy Arson. Well, let me try that again. Leroy Larson on a four-string banjo. Now let's get back to the Daphne Intermezzo by J. Russell Robinson. Thank you. That was Daphne Intermezzo by the Indiana University Ragtime Orchestra. Well, we've had some unusual names in our Ode to the Ladies tonight. Let's get into a name that's pretty well known to everyone, and that's Loretta. Loretta was written in 1903 by a woman named Margaret Kenny. I know nothing about her, but I do know that it'll be played tonight by a well-known promoter of Rags by Women. Here is Nora Hulse.
Thank you.
Hulse at the piano and Loretta. How about Eugenia, written by Scott Joplin in 1906. That's a great lady's name. And here to play it for us is a group called the Southland Stingers.
Thank you.
by Joplin, and that was the Southland Stingers, a studio band that only recorded this one album. Henry Fillmore was a band leader who composed pieces for trombone, and he did a whole family of trombone people. The best known one, of course, is Lass's trombone. But here's one from 1919 called Sally Trombone, and here is the South Shore Concert Band from Chicago. Sally Trombone. You could certainly hear the trombone on that one. That was by the South Shore Concert Band from their album, The Top 100 Circus Songs. Okay, let's move on now to Jellywell Morton and a tune called Mamie's Blues, supposedly written by Mamie Desdoom of New Orleans. But Morton is taking credit for it, of course, and it's a real sparse blues, which just really grabbed me over the years, and caused me to write a blues of my own, but that's another day. So let's turn to another Morten. For this, here is Morten Gunnar Larsen from Norway playing Mamie's Blues. That is so good. What makes it so good, I think, is what isn't there. There's just not a lot of fill on that. All the essential notes are there. Mamie's Blues. That was Morten Larsen. Turning now to a big name in ragtime, we come to Joseph Lamb. And in 1915, he wrote a piece called Cleopatra Rag. And here is the late Patrick Gogarty to play this for it, or us on his electric keyboard. Thank you.
KGNU and the Lion's Lair Quarterly Showcase is back again, and we are celebrating KGNU's 40 years of making waves. Four local artists will be there to represent the history and vibes of the station for our 40 years on the air. Artists include Reverb in the Verse, The Get Along, Pythian Whispers, and our very own DJ Deep Rock Dave's group Council of Word will perform. DJ Joel Davis will be spinning the house music all night as well. Music starts at 8:30 p.m. at Lion's Lair. See you there.
All right. We heard Cleopatra Rag, and now we're going to turn to David Thomas Roberts. He's well known as somebody who likes to write music dedicated to women, and here is one from 1979 called Camille, one of his finer compositions, in my opinion, and here he is to play it himself.
Thank you.
David Thomas Roberts playing his own composition, Camille. Let's turn now to Max Marath. In 1964, he wrote a piece called One for Norma. Norma was Max's first wife, and to play it this evening is Mr. John Petley. Oh, that's such a beautiful piece. One for Norma. Max Marath wrote it. John Petley played it for us. Well, I'm going to turn to a gentleman now that we don't hear very much from on this show. His name is Steen Christensen. He lives in Denmark. I've seen his photograph. He looks more like a big husky stevedore than he does a pianist, but he plays mean ragtime piano. And he can get sentimental at times. And here is a piece that he wrote called Dorothy. Let's listen to Steen Christensen. Steen Christensen and his piece Dorothy. Well, we'll turn now to a man who sounds very, very Irish, and I think he is. His name is Colm O'Brien. He wrote in 1990 a beautiful piece called Marilyn. And here is Mr. Brian Keenan.
Thank you.
Brian Keenan with a beautiful rendition of Marilyn by Colm O'Brien. Well, we're pretty much out of time. We're down to our last piece, so this will take us out. This has been Jack Rummel playing Ode to the Ladies Part 2 tonight on Ragtime America. I hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll tune in on another Thursday night for some more Ragtime. And we're going to go out with a piece that is kind of a testimony to all of these ladies whom we have honored in the past 2 weeks. This is a selection from William Bokum's suite called The Garden of Eden Suite, and it's for Eve, and it's called The Eternal Feminine. And here is John Murphy to take us out. Thank you. The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
And a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. And thanks for another wonderful program from you, Jack. It was sure enjoyable listening. And be sure to stay tuned for some wonderful sounds as we continue our trip across the country. I'm calling this one, We're Going to Coney and Eat Bologna. So you know we're headed to New York. So stay tuned for some great sounds. As you may recall, last week we left the windy city of Chicago, and now we're headed east, and I couldn't forget to feature Bob Haggart on the bass and Ray Baduke on the drums, a big hit from 1938. Here's the big noise from Winnetka. Thank you.